Good to see you back. Let's go in and explore our sea of credibility and how it impacts your organization. Well, hello. I'm John Murray III, and I'm here to talk to you again about navigating the seven C's of leadership. Last week, I kind of gave a little introduction to myself, and this week, we're going to talk about that first C, which is a C of credibility. And credibility is important not just to you as an individual, but to an organization. And that's where we're going to start our conversation, is that credibility of an organization. Now think about your brand. Your brand stands for something. And you didn't necessarily come up with that unless you're a founder, but you have to define where it is that you're going to be credible, where people are going to look to you and believe in you on how you're going to deliver on something. Now, last week I shared that I spent about 20 years at the Walt Disney Company. And when I was there, they were known for many things, the least of which was entertainment. And entertainment for me is pretty significant because that's where I find a lot of joy, is I go to the movies. I remember Mickey Mouse when I was smaller. I remember Kermit the Frog. It wasn't a Disney property back then because it was Jim Henson. But still, the credibility is there that they can entertain the masses and specifically families. The other piece with Disney was guest service. You went to the Walt Disney World Resort or Disneyland to have the best guest experiences. In fact, there was many books written about it to where other organizations tried to emulate their guest experiences. And they brought credibility to being able to deliver on that because they have policies and programs to help them deliver on that experience and excellence. The other piece that you may think of is creativity. Now, creativity, not just in the movies, but with the other pieces throughout the park. Walt, when he was around, wanted to bring a new sense of creativity, not just to animation, but to his live action in the parks. He ventured down the path of animatronics, and you still see many of those in the parks today. In fact, you know, not too long ago, they showed some animatronics jumping off buildings and doing some stunts from one of their action shows. So when you think of the Walt Disney Company, you think of entertainment, guest service, creativity. I would ask you, how many others do you think of where they have credibility? Where you go to them and say, these are the examples that we want to emulate, we want to be like. Those, from an organization standpoint, those are good goals. But it takes years to get there. They didn't end up there overnight. Where they started was one man, one dream, and some good ideas. The good thing is that he also had partners. The biggest partner he had was his brother, Roy. And when we think about that, it's that balance that you have to have. But they wanted to establish themselves as credible individuals, and they created this brand where entertainment, service, and creativity were big for them. When I joined the Walt Disney Company, I was in my early 20s, which was many years ago now. And my hope was to actually get into the animation portion. Well, my background and my degrees were in English education and psychology. Nothing creative about that. I taught English for a little while in high school, and when I wanted to join the Walt Disney Company, that meant I stepped away from my teaching aspirations because it was one of those dreams that I had, and it was because of their focus on the guest experience and the creativity that they bring to their entertainment businesses. So I was driven there for that, and what I saw there was not only them delivering on it, but that they measured everything that they did, because that tells the story about how did I get from here to here, and how do I sustain it? When they would make some challenging decisions as an organization, they had a measurement to go with it so that they didn't have to guess as far as if they were doing something good or they were doing something challenging. They had many ups and downs in their organization, even before I joined, but they rode through it. Why? Because they knew how well they were doing. Guests would come and tell the leaders how well they were doing from their everyday park experiences to their movie-going experience. It wasn't just the box office tips or the gate and how many people came through the gates at each of the theme parks. it really was that people enjoyed it. Now, for you and your organization, I want you to think about these things. What is your organization known for? And if you're not sure, really try to find that out. Because if your organization is known for service, but you really don't know what that means because you haven't experienced it yourself, that's one thing I would challenge you to do. Get out there and experience your services to see how well you do in the service industry. From a healthcare perspective, as you know, I've spent much of my career in healthcare as well. I experience our services. I see the doctors within our networks. I experience our pharmacies. I make sure that I'm a part of the customer base as well, so that I also understand what is going on, not only with our organization as a whole, but how we deliver on the excellence that we expect from our team members. How do you know how well you're doing? How does your organization measure the extent to which you are delivering on your credibility and your brand? So if you don't have credibility in the topic that you're striving for, your brand suffers. And when your brand suffers, so does your business. So ask yourself, how is your organization measuring the impact of how you're delivering on your brand? The last piece I would ask you is, what stories are told in your organization about what your organization does? That will give you a hint at what your credibility is. Your credibility is based off of how well you deliver on expectations. And that is not just from shareholders. It could be from anybody that is engaging in your business. If you sell something on Etsy or any other online service, your credibility as a seller relies on how quickly you can get the material out, how well the material is built, and how many customers you have returning. The one thing about the Walt Disney Company, one of the things that they measure is return guests. At one point, over 80% of the guests were return visitors. That said that they were credible in theme park operations because these guests kept coming back. They didn't come back because they didn't have a good time. They came back because they sent the right message and delivered on the promises so that they can be believed in that entertainment and theme park aspiration. The next thing I would ask you is, how do you connect? Not just how do you connect to your organization, but how do you connect your team to where the organization's brand lies and where the organization is driving for credibility? That's up to you as a leader. And if you're not making some of those connections or asking some of those same questions, start doing that. Because when you do that, what you're saying is, we believe in the mission, we believe in the brand, and we want to enhance that credibility so that when you're out representing the organization, you wear your t-shirts or you wear your polo shirts, whatever it is, people look at that and say, oh, tell me a little bit about what your organization does. You're telling the stories that are part of your organization, and you're going to get people to reflect a little bit about that. The other thing is ask your team. Ask your team where the credibility of the organization lies. What is that brand essence that drives people to want to be a part of the organization? But also ask them if they think they add or subtract to that credibility. Do they go out to restaurants? If you're known for service and you go out to a restaurant, but you're not pleasant to the server. So remember, that credibility doesn't just come from a statement that the organization makes about mission, vision, values. It's about how you deliver on all of that. The last piece is how do you deliver and how do you make an impact to you, your team, and your organization? That's the things that you have to ask yourself, but also ask your team members. The last piece I'll give you is find the measurements. How is your organization measuring their own credibility or their brand impact? If your organization is not measuring it and they're only measuring how many widgets do you produce within an hour? How many phone calls do you take within 5 minutes? How many times do you hang up on the guest when they're trying to get an answer? Those are okay measurements for efficiency, but it's not great for credibility. So ask yourself, what measures really are for credibility? That return guest piece is big. because that tells you you're delivering on your core promise. So those customers that return, that's a great measure for credibility. The last thing I'll leave you with is a little story about a meeting that I was in many years ago. And there's a gentleman named Brian in the meeting, and Brian is always good for a quick wit and a great line. So we were talking about what we should bring for breakfast the next morning, because we had a long day and a long day of more meetings and other events. So we were talking about, well, should we go to here or here or here, and what do we want for breakfast? And the topic came up of bagels. And so Dunkin' Donuts just came out with their new bagel line back then. It's been that long, yes. For those of you who remember, Dunkin' Donuts came out with bagels. And somebody said, well, do you think that Dunkin' Donuts has good bagels? And Brian's line was, well, they're not called Dunkin' Bagels. So Dunkin' Donuts is a great place to get donuts, but when you think of bagels, what do you think of? Einstein Brothers? A deli? For those of you that grew up around Chicago, New York, some of the other bigger cities that have the delis, those are places that I think of to get bagels. I never would have thought of Dunkin' Donuts, but they started it. They started offering that a little bit more. So think about where your credibility is. Just like Dunkin' Donuts, when they introduced the bagels, I'm sure they weren't thinking of changing their name, but they may have if their bagels really took off. Ask yourself what your Dunkin' Donuts story is. Has your organization tried to move into another world and decided, well, that's not really our brand. That's off brand. That's not where we're credible. I'll leave you with that, and I'll see you again next week. Take care.